Morning, everybody. No, this time been in China. I've been on a cruise in the Mediterranean.
Oh, you're very nice.
Yes, it was very nice, and also a lot to learn. Like every time, there's a lot of learn from what's happening around us. Parashat Shavua, Parashat Chukat. One of the main basic things in our tradition is that we do the mitzvahs not because we understand them, but because God told us to do them. In other words, if we start to understand everything, and if we don't understand, we just don't do it, or we try to bend it, which unfortunately happens here and there, that people trying to take the Torah and play around with it because they want to put it down to earth and connect it to, let's say, the normal life, which it's impossible to do it only in one way. The one way to do it is through our Gdolim, to our Gdolei Ador, to our rabbis, that they tell us what to do and how to do. And what they do is, of course, according to the Torah, Al Pi Hashem. What does it mean? And Am Yisrael, before they received the Torah, they got three things. One of them was they got a few of the portion of the Torah in order to have something to learn. And then they had Kibud Avaim, Shabbos, and Parah Aduma, the red cow.
What was the first one?
Shabbos.
Before, yes.
Shabbos. Kibud Avaim, which is like dinim, to honor your parents.
Okay.
And Parah Aduma. Now, those are the three kinds of mitzvahs that we have. One is religious mitzvahs, which is, for example, Shabbos. This is also our connection to God, and also our belief that God created the world. Bereshit bara Elokim tashamayim v'taharet, which is Shabbat Bereshit. Then we have Kibud Avaim, which is a logical thing. Your parents brought you to this world, so you have to honor them and give them respect because they brought you to this world. Then we have Parah Aduma. And this is very strange. Why? Because in Mara, when they got those mitzvahs, they didn't receive the Torah yet. And Parah Aduma is purifying those who were impured by touching a dead body. But at that moment in time, they didn't have the Torah yet. So they didn't have all the rows of Tuma and Tara. And also, in Parah Aduma, there's something very strange. Those who pure or touch it, they get impure. And the impure is getting pure. And Shlomo HaMelech himself, which was the wisest guy on earth, and it got his wisdom directly from God, of course, said, when I go to this mitzvah, I realized that I don't understand. What doesn't he understand? And that's a very interesting point. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael a mitzvah that's got nothing to do with what they're doing now? There is no impure or pure because the Torah wasn't given yet. The idea is very simple. Because if we think that we doing the mitzvahs because they are logical or because they show us that God created the world, it's a mistake. There is only one reason we do the mitzvahs. We do it because God told us to do it. He ordered us to do it. And of course, we have to understand another thing. If we think for a minute that there is no reason for the mitzvahs, it's also stupid thinking. Because of course there is a reason for every mitzvah. Because God is our Father in heaven, is our King. And no father will give his children things to do if they've got no reason for nothing. They must have a reason, but sometimes a kid doesn't understand the reason. For example, if you have a kid in the age of 2 years or 3 years, he doesn't really understand and realizes what is electricity. So you've got a socket in the wall, and it looks nice, and the kid wants to touch it. And you cannot even explain to him that it's not allowed because it's going to be chas v'shalom electrified, because he doesn't understand it.
Yeah.
But he understands that if his father told him not to do it, he doesn't do it.
Tell her it's too late.
Just tell her it's too late.
Charges of the phone, when you plug the main bar, charging the phone, and it's charge is plugged in without the phone, toddler died from that because he took the other end of the charger cable into his mouth and he got electrocuted. So when the small when the children arrived, you are never allowed to leave a charger plugged in because small children just take everything into their mouth what they see.
So in other words, the kid, he cannot understand, you cannot explain to him. But a kid realizes very early in his life that he has to listen to his parents. And he listens because he knows that his parents love him. But he doesn't understand why. And we are the same. If we compare ourselves to the knowledge of the Torah, we are like this little kid who doesn't know what is electricity because we also don't know what the Torah is. We're only touching the surface of the Torah. We cannot go deep inside the Torah and reveal all the secrets of the Torah. In other words, if there are mitzvahs that we understand, Baruch Hashem, very nice. It's very nice to do something that you realize why you're doing it. It's nice, and that's the reason we are learning reasons and we're learning Torah. But when we come to a spot where we don't understand, we still have to do it. And this is why, before Matan Torah, they received this mitzvah of Para Aduma to explain to everybody. If you want to receive the Torah, you have to understand that you do things not because you understand, but because God asked you to do them. And Para Aduma is the example of it. Because Para Aduma, you don't really understand how is it that it's purifying some people, and other people it's impurifying. It's not logical.
Yes, paradox.
It's a paradox. So, Shlomo HaMelech says, Echken mavir chokah mimeni. What Shlomo HaMelech meant is not only talking about Para Aduma. What Shlomo HaMelech said, with all the wisdom I've got, and I got to the highest level a human being can bet, I got to this mitzvah, and now I realized that all the things I know nothing. Not only a Para Aduma. So I know the reason of this and I know the reason of that, but this is not the deepest reason. It's only the surface. I really don't understand it to the depth of it.
Can I cook you one more thing? Two donkeys in the old Russia are pulling a cart and they see the telegraph poles. The donkey can't know what the telegraph pole is. So one donkey says to the other, I know why to put up those telegraph poles, because in winter when everything is snowed up so that we can see where the road is. It's true. That's a doing
where are we going to find the Para Aduma?
Sorry?
Where are we going to find the radio?
So they don't come off
the By the way, there are a few times they found the Para Aduma.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
They found one not too long ago.
Not too long ago they had the Para Aduma. Yeah, but it's very hard to keep it. It's not because you're not allowed to work it. You're not allowed to anything to touch it. It mustn't be damaged in any, even in the smallest way. When we'll need it, Bezrat Hashem, we'll find it. It's no problem. The idea is that we, Chukat HaTos, Chukat HaTorah. That's why it's written, that's the law of the Torah. It's very strange. You say, that's the law of Para Aduma. What do you mean, that's the law of the Torah? It says, yes. Para Aduma is the symbol of the whole Torah. The same way you don't understand Para Aduma, the same way you will understand that any mitzvah you've got, even if you don't understand it, you still have to make it. So this is the idea of Para Aduma. Then when we go to the Parsha, there are a lot of interesting things in our Parsha. We have also the famous episode with the water, that Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock and the water comes out, and then he's blamed by God. Why didn't you talk to the rock? Why did you hit it? And Miriam and Aaron are dying in our Parsha. And there is a lot to talk about our Parsha. But the first thing, when we talk about the Parsha, is written, Adam ki yamut ba'oil. Zot ha-Torah. As we see, here is in the beginning, Zot chukat ha-Torah. That's the law of the Torah. And then it's written, that's the Torah, Adam ki yamut ba'oil. When we're talking about the Para Aduma, is to come to purify the one who touched the dead. So then, Zot HaTorah, Adam Ki Yamut Bo'oil, we're talking about if you touch somebody who died, or if you're in a tent, whatever, then you are impure, and the para aduma is going to purify you. And it's very interesting that we use the same words. Here it's written, Zot Chukata Torah, which is also generalizing everything. Jot, that's the law of the Torah. And also the other side, when we talk about Zot HaTorah, is also generalized. Jot, that's the Torah. What do you mean that's the Torah? Adam Ki Amud Bo'el. What's Adam Ki Amud Bo'el? So they say, if you want to learn Torah, you have to kill yourself on the Torah. And of course, we have to understand what's the meaning of it. And the Chafetz Chaim said, the idea is that not that you kill yourself, you kill everything around you. When you learn Torah, you are like nobody exists. You are like dead for everybody else. And a story about this is about this guy who came to was getting older, and he said, well, I have to do something for God. You know, if he wakes in the morning, goes to Davin, comes to his business, works till night, nothing, no learning, no nothing. So one day he decided, after finishing learning, I'm going to, after finishing davening, I'm going to learn a little. So his wife opens the business, and Yankale is not coming. And then 2 hours later, he comes in, says, well, what happened? Oh, I had something that got me on the way. Okay. The next day, the same thing. Says, what's now? Okay. So it goes on for quite a few days. And then some people were talking, and she hears them saying, you know, Yankale, he become a tzaddik. You know, every day he sits and learns in shul after davening. Unbelievable. She hears this, says, what? So she decides the next morning to check if it's true. So she goes, she cooks, looks from the window, and she sees her Yankale, davening is finishing, and he sits alone. Okay, she goes back to the shop, waits for him. When he comes, how dare you? I'm sitting here with all the customers opening the shop, and you sit there and learn? What's going to be on all the customers? What do you think to yourself? So Yankale says, calm down. I want to ask you a question. Imagine to yourself that Chas v'Sholem, I died. What would you do then? He said, what can I do? I open the business by myself. He says, so think to yourself, Baruch Hashem, I revived after a few hours. Baruch Hashem, I came alive again. So think to yourself that every day for a few hours I am dead. And then Tchiyat HaMetim. And this is the idea to understand, because we are so busy with life that we sometimes got no time for the reason we're here in this world. And we're here in this world in order to connect ourselves to God through mitzvahs, to good deeds, to learning, what we're doing now. And this is like when we realize that when we do this, there is nothing else. That's the way of the Torah. That's the Torah. Adam ki amud ba'ol. And that's the idea. Talking about the laws of the Torah and the way to behave with the Torah, there is a very important pasuk in our parsha. This is connected to what happened with concrete, the town Cheshbon. Cheshbon was a town that belonged to Moab, and the Sichon, Melech Haemori, the king of the Amorite, he conquered Cheshbon, and then Am Yisrael took it from him. Now, the Torah is telling us all this story, and what's behind it? Behind it's a very simple fact. If Cheshbon belongs to Moab, we're not allowed to touch it, because we are ordered not to touch Moab. But the minute that the Amorite took it over from Moab, now we can take it. In other words, this great king, Sichon, that went to war with the Moabim and took the town, which they say it was a very hard town to conquer. It was a very strong town. And he took it from them. He might have thought, wow, what a hero I am. Oh, what a victory. And he didn't realize that what he really did is, it was his big fault. Because he just took the town from the Moabite, and when he took it, now Am Yisrael can take it, which they did. They took Cheshbon, the town, from this king who thought, what a victory. And in life, that sometimes we think we won it, we did it. And suddenly we realize that it's not exactly a win, it's a big loss. And it happens in life a lot. And that's why they say, Al Ken, they sing a song, and in this song they're saying, Al Ken Yomru Amoshlim, Bou Cheshbon Tivane V'Tikonen Yisrael. That's why those who govern, the Moshlim are the governors. They will say, come to Cheshbon. Cheshbon, in Hebrew, the meaning is calculate. Cheshbon, to do a calculation. Chafetz Chaim says that the biggest calculation that people are going to have to give up there, why they live without calculation, without cheshbon. That's the biggest cheshbon they have to do. In other words, what the Torah is telling us, look at this episode. This town cheshbon is not cheshbon, called cheshbon just for the sake of a name. It's telling us that you have to do a cheshbon in life. You have to calculate your things, your steps. If you don't do it, look what happened to this king. He thought that he had a great win, a great victory. But it was his beginning of his fall. So in life, you have to do the right calculation. What is right and what is wrong. Now, the problem is that we do a lot of calculation, but a lot of times those calculations are not the right calculation, because we have our desires and our wishes, and sometimes the calculation, we play around with it. And it's not exactly the right calculation. And we all do this. Should we do this? Ah, yes, why not? Otherwise, because we want to do it. But it's not good for you. No, it's okay, it's a good. It's like, you ask people that smoke. Smoke is not allowed, it's not healthy. My mother lived to the age of 100, she smoked all her life. But don't you realize from the other side that the factor is a little different? That the facts are that a lot of people die, the majority of people die from smoking. Only a few smoke and it doesn't affect them. But if you want something, it's like somebody's diabetic. And he sees this beautiful cake, wow, full with sugar, looks so good. So what does he say? It's like, sometimes you have, sometimes we're not allowed to eat sugar, and you have those things that it's like no added sugar.
Yeah.
So what do they see? No sugar. The added, they don't see. It doesn't exist, the word. Because if he says that no sugar was added, it doesn't mean there is no sugar. It means there is sugar, but they didn't put more sugar in. So you have to look, what's the percentage of sugar there, if you're allowed to eat it or not. But if you really want it, what do you see? No added sugar. No sugar, okay, I take it. That's the calculation we do. And we have to understand that sometimes in life, we are on a test. Like, I've been in this cruise this week. And it was the food was kosher, and there was a lot of religious people, and we had minions and everything. And the funny thing is, where were the rows happening? Because we had Machloket Koach last week. We had it in shul. Why? There were quite a lot of people, they want to daven. But especially if you're on a ship, you cannot go down on the ship to find the shul. That's the shul you have. So you have a time. The Mashgiach wrote a time. That's Shachrit, Mincha, and Bat. But people come and daven whatever they want to. So it means that the people that are going to come on time won't have a minion. So it got to a place where the Mashgiach himself got really very angry. He says, I write when the minion starts, and you should listen to me. I am the one who is in charge. And the evening, they said, Mincha at 8 o'clock. I come at 8 o'clock, they're already finishing. He says, which means they started before. So I said, what's happening here? Why did you start? So I'm a guest like you, and the Mashgiach himself just told you, you have a time, and you have to start on time. So suddenly somebody started. I'm also a guest. You're not going to tell me when to start. I'll start when I want, and I'll do what is. I'm a guest as you, and who are you to tell me? You know who I am? He told me, you know who I am? You know who you're dealing with? And I got angry. I said, who are you? Well, what do you mean? But somebody says, calm down. And then I thought to myself, and I was really angry. Because, this is, you've got no other minion. And then you have a problem. And now if this guy is going to do what he wants.
It's disrespectful.
Yes. But I said, I told him quietly, I says, what do you think? If you shout, it makes you right? You're not right. Eventually, they went out and davened Maariv outside and we davened Mincha, whatever. And I didn't... It was really... I was really very, very upset that I got... That I lost it. Because, and then, the next morning, we're going around, so there's a group of people sitting. He says, I admire you. What do you mean you admire me? He says, what you did yesterday, how you behaved with this guy, this is something to learn. Like you talked nicely and didn't answer him in his way. And then I realized something. You know, I didn't think about it this way. I was very angry. I hardly controlled myself not to shout at him back. And I thought that I was wrong. Like, because I really was, I felt insult. I was almost... But then I realized how important it is the way you behave. It's not only you. It's people seeing what you do and you have an influence on them. In other words, when we behave properly, it's not only for us, it's also for the others. And how important it is to understand it. And if we understand it, it's also going to help us behave better next time. Because if you realize that what we do is not only affecting us, it's affecting everybody around us. If I would have shouted him back, what sample would I give?
Nothing.
But when I stop myself, this is the right thing to do. This is a mushlim, somebody who can control his temper, his yetzer hara. Only one who can control his yetzer hara can do the right calculation. Because if you don't control your yetzer hara, your calculation is going to be distorted. It's not going to be the right calculation. And that's a big lesson for life. We have to live with calculation and understand and realize that things we do have an effect not only on us, also on others. And if we realize it, maybe we'll understand how important it is for us to do the right calculation. Because the effect is not only on us. And we have to take this yetzer hara, which is there. It doesn't leave us. It's always there. And it tries to take us. But we have to understand that it's there and to try and control it. This is Al-Ken Yomru HaMushlim Bo'u Cheshbon. If you know how to do the right calculation in anything in life, a lot of things in life, you can have so many samples. In our business, we decided a few years ago that we don't give any stuff if people don't pay. First of all, you pay, then you get the merchandise. You don't pay, you don't get it. But here and there are people that you are tempted to do the business and they're going to pay when they get the stuff. Now, is it the right calculation or not? The truth is, it's not the right calculation in our business, yes? Everybody's on, it's gonna. And for example, we had it this week. A lady who ordered a table with chairs, and she owes us around 5,000 shekel. She paid only half. And then, when she got the table, she started to say, it's not right, it's this, and she is not paying us. Which, again, God is showing us, when you decide something, and when you do a calculation, don't be tempted. Because the physical world is connected to the spiritual world. You know, you have to understand everything that happens is a lesson. But we have to open our eyes and ears and listen. Because, okay, it's not the table. It's compromises you do about davening, about mitzvahs. Says, okay, it's okay, I'll do it later. And then what happens? There is something else happening and you don't do it. So if you decide to do something, a good thing, think to yourself if you want to find a reason not to do it now. Is it the right calculation or no. Maybe you're doing a mistake? Because if you decided something, you have to stand for it. And that's life all the time. Things happening. And we have the temptation if it's in business and if it's in life. So what do we do? We have to understand, Zot Chukat HaTorah. The Torah is a law. It tells us what to do, and by the way, everything's got a reason. And the reasons are for our own good, because our God in heaven is our Father. He loves us. So whatever He tells us to do is for the good of us or for the bad of us?
For the good.
So if it's for the good, and our Father in heaven is also the Almighty, He can do everything He wants. So the only calculation is, I do what God tells me to do. Somebody asked me, so why should I learn the reason for the mitzvahs if you tell me that I have to do the mitzvahs even if I don't understand them? The answer is very simple. We have to learn Torah because it's also what God asked us to do. And we have to learn and find reasons because it helps us to do the mitzvahs better. Because, you know, we do mitzvahs. If I know why I'm doing something, how do I do it? Much better than when I don't know why I'm doing it. So in other words, there is a reason to find reasons. But the minute you understand and realize the way, where it's leading. For example, we're talking about chesed. Be merciful, do charity and everything. It's logical and it's good behavior. But we don't do it because of it. We do it because God told us to do, and God told us to do because it's good. And that is what we have to understand. It is good. And we do it because of good, but we do it because God told us. And if God told us, it's good. That's why we do it. Because otherwise, what happens is, we start to calculate, for example, giving charity to people. So people, like, we had the whole argument about it. I give everybody who asks, I give. But it's wrong. Because when you give to somebody who doesn't deserve it, or even worse, if he uses the money for buying drugs, for example, did you do a mitzvah? No, but I did charity. No, you didn't do charity. Because you didn't do the calculation right. You have to do the calculation. God tells you, you have to check what you're doing. You don't do things in order to calm down your conscience. Okay, I did a mitzvah. What mitzvah did you do? You killed the guy. This guy went, took the money you gave him, and bought drugs, and he took an overdose, and he died because of you. So did you do a mitzvah? There is also an interesting question about when you give somebody who doesn't deserve it. There is a story, it's very hard for me, for because I knew a guy, I still know him. He used to have a business, a nice business. And then he lost the business. And people, he needed help. So people helped him, gave him money. And so he was collecting money. And recently I realized that this guy is not going to look for a job. Because he got used to the idea that people give him. And now the question is a very interesting question, which I'm thinking, am I doing good or bad? Because maybe we that give him money, we are really encouraging him to do nothing. Because he got used, and he started also to talk like all the other beggars. And you know, it hurts me, because this guy, he had a business, he was doing very nicely, and then, okay, something went wrong. So, okay. So people helped you. Take yourself and build yourself again. But what happened is that you got used to it. So, in other words, we have to think what we're doing. It's not so simple. Because sometimes we think we do a mitzvah, but we really are encouraging somebody to do the wrong thing. I'm not saying I'm going to give him, because now he's in a problem. And I know he needs the money. But I'm just pointing a point, showing you a point that it's not so simple. Things are not so simple as they seem. So we have to be very careful with the calculation we do. That's why, if alken yomu amoshlim, those who control the yetzer hara and do the right calculation, they're tivane v'tikonen. They are building this world and also the next world. In other words, I wish for all of us to really, when we have questions, and even if we don't have the question, live with the right calculation. Know that everything in life has got an influence. It's got a result. You do something, there is a result of what you do. And the same thing as I told you, it happened to me on the ship, it can happen to each one of us. In other words, it's not only us involved, it's all around us. Bezrat Hashem, I hope that we will find the right way to do the right thing.
You need to have faith.